Relocation by Robin Morgan, Episode 4. Previously on Relocation.
Hello, bestie!
Only me.
Oh, Frank. Do you remember Mrs. Garnett in high school?
Yes.
Me too! Oh, God, it's so cool to be able to talk about this now. Best friends, back together. Best friends.
Hello.
It's me.
Hiya.
Oh, is it Brian? Say hi from me.
Yoan says hi.
Is he still there?
Yeah, we're having a great day.
What are you doing?
Just having pillow fights, practicing kissing, that sort of thing.
Brilliant, thanks.
You're welcome, Babs.
I'm hanging up.
No, you hang up.
That's what I said, I'm hanging up.
Not until you hang up.
How is he?
He's jealous of us being friends.
Jealous? That's silly, I'm friends with both of you equally. And I imagine you both like me an equal amount too. So, to recap, Darren Bates has escaped. He's been on the run for 2 hours. Whoops. Yoan, the only person outside of this room who knows your true identities, has vanished. Double whoops.
Sorry to interrupt. Is that what you've been doing for the last 2 hours, making this PowerPoint? You said you were working on a plan to help us.
I thought a quick synopsis might help us, get us in the right frame of mind. Do you not like it?
I like the clip art. Is that a tombstone?
Yes.
And it's dancing because...
You're in grave danger.
Yes, I thought so.
Look, I'm not a dab hand at computers. Toby did most of it.
I'd prefer you didn't bring me into this.
Oh. Right, so now the ship is sinking. You decide to throw yourself overboard.
Oh, that's a confusing metaphor. Do you have some clip art to help explain it?
Fine. Oh, there you are. I've knocked your journalism award over now, Brian. And I'm not apologising.
No, thank you. It was very ugly. They said it was a pen. It doesn't look like a pen, does it, babe?
Look, if you're not taking it seriously, I won't even bother.
Considering you're the person assigned to protect us, I'd really prefer it if you did.
Fine. Fine. I think our first priority is finding Yoan. If we can limit the damage he could do, we're on our way.
Right. Okay. Well, I've tried calling him.
He lives next door. Have you popped round?
You've been here this entire time. You know I have. There's no answer.
We did think of creating some sort of apology glory hole between the two houses.
We didn't think that. You said it, and I said, that's revolting.
Not to stick anything through, just to shout, sorry!
I don't think we should take anything off the table at this point. Look, we have no new information on Bates. He's still out there. I doubt he'll have come to Wales, though. There's a reason the toll bridge's fees is to keep criminals out.
They've just got rid of the fees.
Oh, this is dreadful news. That was our first line of defence.
He won't come here unless someone tells him to, though, right?
These gangs have probably got people up and down the country.
But here, in her words...
Hidwine!
We can't trust anyone, not even Yoan. In fact, especially not Yoan. He's probably taken this very badly. I wouldn't be surprised if he's out to get us.
No, he wouldn't do that.
Yes, you don't know what he's capable of. We've only known him for 3 weeks.
I know! He wouldn't do that. I trust him. How can we not trust the godfather to our unborn child?
Excuse me?
Let's chat later.
Excuse
me? Let's chat later!
Speaking of, how far are you gone now, Helen? You look massive.
Oh, thank you. And 39 weeks.
Wow. And how long does a baby take?
40.
Shit.
How are you feeling?
What a stupid question, Toby. She's feeling massive. Anyway, Helen, you're looking massive. You must be feeling massive.
Okay, I would shout at you for that, but you're bang on. Big girl in the streets, bigger girl in the sheets. It all just spreads out. Look, what can we do? I feel like we should be being proactive.
I think go about your normal daily lives.
Oh, great. I'm going to take my bra off and rewatch Prison Break.
None of this is normal. Being here is not normal. If we're going to get butchered, I'd rather do it in my own home.
Oh, what a lovely sentiment.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong. We're safer here, all three of us. We are not moving back to London. I don't want to raise a child in London.
Is this what this is all about?
Yes. Yes, I made you witness a murder and be placed in witness protection because I didn't want to raise a child in London.
Brian, she's right. You live here now. So normal everyday lives, please. When are you in work?
In 28 minutes. God.
And how's the newspaper?
Awful.
Great. Could you do a piece about our upcoming Family Fun Day?
Family Fun Day?
That could be the headline.
What is it?
That could be the subheading. Wow. This is right in itself.
He's genuinely asking what it is.
Yeah. All right, Toby. The department is shown a family fun day to show the neighbourhood that we, the police, are your friends. It's more friend the police than fun.
Yeah.
And what kind of thing are you putting on?
Pin the evidence on the criminal. A suspect in custody penata. Bake sale.
He's joking. There is no bake sale.
Yeah, all right, Toby. We just don't have time to bake cakes. And, you know, we let the kids put the sirens on, all that kind of stuff.
You don't let me put the sirens on.
Oh, not this again. Look, Brian, can you put a piece in the paper for us? We'd really appreciate it. Last year we didn't do any marketing at all, and it was just me and Toby. Absolutely shocking day. Look at him. Look at the state of it.
Fine.
And when is it?
Tomorrow.
Oh, we should go.
Really?
Yeah, and you should invite Yoan. He'd love to put the sirens on.
That's true. Yeah, he really would.
He's not allowed to put the sirens on. He's a grown man.
Doesn't this seem mad? This is mad, isn't it? We're in grave danger. Yes, yeah, you don't need to point at the clip art. It's fine. Yes. We're in grave danger and we're heading to a bake sale.
Look, as far as we know, Hirwine is still the safest place for you. Until we learn otherwise, our only option is to carry on as normal, which means party time.
A police department family fun day. That sounds immense. Is that a bar?
I don't think they've got...
Oh, BYOB, sure, I get that.
Are you bringing your family?
Oh, well, could do. I haven't thought of that. Are you bringing your fat pregnant wife whose name I never learnt?
Helen, yes, if she hasn't gone into labour. 7 days to go.
How exciting.
What's the deal with paternity leave?
Sounds like a great feature. Could you have it over to me in, say, 7 days? Thanks so much, Bri.
Right. What does he want me to say? Hurrawine Police Department cordially invite you to the Hurrawine Police Department Family Fun Day 2019. Yeah, all seems fine. Copy. Paste. Publish. Done. Oh, come on, Johan.
Voicemail of me, Yoan. If this is a social call, I'll get back to you. If it's neighbourhood watch related, fire the flare gun I buried in your front garden and I'll be right there.
Flare gun?
Hiya.
Hi, you alright?
Yeah, you?
Fine, yeah.
You're not fine, are you?
No, I feel...
horrendously guilty because you systematically bullied someone at school and then they came back into your life and then you rejected their friendship and you wonder whether that makes you a bad person?
I was going to say hungry.
Bab.
And what you said. What do I do?
Well, he said if we ever need him, dig up that flare gun he buried in our front garden.
When did he do this?
He told me about it ages ago.
I just want to apologise.
Good, so you should.
I don't know what to say.
Well, what do you think you should say?
I'm sorry for being awful as a teenager.
And as an adult? Sounds about right. You just need to find him.
I think that's easier said than done.
Sorting the hospital bag. What do we need to pack again?
Nappies, wipes, those breast pad things. What have you got so far?
Lion King on DVD.
Right.
I just want to pick him up like Simba after I've given birth. Do you reckon they'll let me?
Is it in the birth plan?
Yeah.
Then I'm sure they'll let us.
Hiya, only me.
And me.
Yeah, all right, Toby, enough.
Don't you need to be buzzed in?
Nah, got a key.
To the offices of a newspaper?
Got a master key.
He had one made every place in Hawaii.
Is that legal?
Yeah. Right, any news?
No, I've tried calling him, but he's not just picking...
Not about Yoan. Have you written this article about the family fun day?
Yes, it'll be in the paper tomorrow.
Great. And do you need a picture of me, or...?
Is that why you're here?
Maybe.
Is that why you're wearing a leather jacket?
Maybe.
It is. He ordered it especially.
Toby.
Made me wait in all day for it.
Toby, I will end you, boy!
Once again, thank you so much for all your help and support. I don't know what I would do without you.
Yeah, I know you've been sarcastic, but you're welcome. Also, we've been looking at CCTV.
I've been looking at the CCTV.
I said we... Boy, quiet. I said we. And we have located Yoan's last known whereabouts.
And whereabouts was that?
Yeah.
The newspaper? Why?
I was about to ask you the same question. Why, Brian? Why?
But, I don't know. Do you think he was coming here for me?
Well, I was about to ask you.
We do, yes.
Oh, God, do you think he used any of the computers? He used to come in here and nick the Wi-Fi. Yep, look, recent logins. Neighbourhood_watchman001.
Can you see what he did on there?
I can.
Yep. Hey, I knew having you around would come in handy. I am such a good police officer.
Yep, here we go. 3 internet searches. Oh, God.
What? What?
He used Bing. Not Google, Bing. Oh, and he searched for Darren Bayes.
He must be trying to contact him. He must be trying to let him know where we are.
Good Lord! What's Bing?
I'm sure that's not what happened.
It was, and it is. Why are you defending him?
Because he was Googling something. Should I think the worst every time I see what you've Googled?
No.
Exactly.
But he didn't Google it, see? He used Bing. That's like using Ask Jeeves.
Look, let's just concentrate on finding him and then we can talk it all out.
No, it's not safe to speak to him. Oh, it all makes so much sense now. We move here, our next door neighbour is someone I know, someone who knows I bullied him in school, someone who has reason to be bitter with the police. It all makes sense.
Fab.
Who watches the neighbourhood watch?
Huh?
Who watches the neighbourhood watch?
You are acting like a crazy person.
Would a crazy person do this?
What?
Yeah, sorry, the phone's locked. There. This!
Is that a wanted poster for Yeowen?
Yep. Gonna be on every front page across the Herwine area where they still stock the newspaper. Some shops have dropped it. My editor has burnt a few bridges. Literally, some of those bridges were the only way to access those shops. They have been decimated.
This is madness. You're gonna get yourself fired or arrested. And then you'll be on the news and then that really will tell everyone where we are.
Oh, God, you're right.
Look, keep it together. I can't have the father of my child in prison. I know I like Prison Break, but not this much.
Are you allowed to get tattoos while pregnant?
That's a good question. For another day. Look, let's just place this out of our minds just for a second. Help me pack this bag.
Yes, yes, you're right. Yes. What have you got so far?
Still just Lion King. And Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. Do you think we should take the flare gun from the front garden?
Sorry, I can't concentrate on this. I've got to find him before it's too late.
Oh.
And do not pack the flare gun!
Thank you for coming. Please take a police helmet off Toby as you come in. Thanks for coming. Please take a police helmet off Toby as you come in.
Hiya. Oh, this looks great.
Oh, thank you, Helen. Thanks for coming. Please take a police helmet off.
Can I wee in it?
Sorry?
You know, that weird old law. Pregnant ladies can wee in police officers' helmets.
I've not heard... Are you okay? Have you hit your head?
You've heard it right.
Yeah, weird old facts. Like that shooting an arrow at a Welshman on a hill thing.
Yeah.
Are you threatening me?
Take a hand, move on, Helen.
I think that would be wise.
If you need a wee, I'll give you his hat to go in.
Sorry, Toby.
Nothing.
Wow, they've actually done a good job. Police cars, piñata, bar.
That's not a bar.
Yeah, it is. Look, that woman's setting up drinks on a table right there.
That's not a bar. That's my boss's own personal booze collection.
What, how do you know?
Because it's all spirit and no mixer. She uses less alcoholic spirits as her mixers.
Like what?
Well, rather than vodka and fruit juice, she'll use vodka and fruit cider, which... Yep, she spilled all over the table. Great.
I like the way she works. That'll be me in a week.
What, breastfeeding that concoction into her son's stomach? Yes, please.
I know, he'll be such a fun baby. Absolute legend.
Do you think Yeowen's going to turn up?
Yes.
Do you think so?
I know so.
Why?
He's over there.
Where?
Sitting in that police car on his own. Oh, my God, that is so sad.
Yeah, it is.
We should go over to him.
Wait, what if it's a trap?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll try and get us at police fun day.
It's a double bluff.
Oh, come on. I say this with love. Do you really think Yeowen is capable of a double bluff?
Look, look, look. He's getting out. He's coming this way. Be cool, be cool.
Hiya, Yeowen.
Hiya, Helen.
Hi, Yeowen.
Hello, Brian. I'm about to have a go on this piñata. Really give it a big bash in with this cricket bat.
Right. Yes.
Do you remember playing cricket in high school, Brian?
A bit.
I was never very good at it. Always hit my own wickets.
He's threatening to hit me in the willy.
You've actually gone mad.
Have I?
Yeowen, are you threatening Brian? Are you saying you'll hit me in the willy?
What? Of course not. Unless the piñata is shaped like him naked, which would be odd at a family event.
You see, he's not mad at you.
No, slept in it, got over it, life's too short.
Why are you so angry then?
Oh, just playing a character, really. I thought I would impress the police officers here, you know, if they're looking for a bad cop. It could be me.
Oh, right. Yes.
Want to smack it with me?
No, you go. We'll watch.
Great. Oh, cool. Police sirens. I'm going to fix them to my car.
I think that's illegal.
Yeah, probably. But I'm a bad cop, Ellen. I don't care.
It's almost certainly my hormones, but I'm finding this all rather sexy.
Right, let's get you away then. Yoan, I'm glad we're okay.
Oh, he thinks you dobbed him into Darren Bay's.
What? That's mad.
Why, exactly?
We had just made up.
I know, I don't know what came over me. Hormones, I clearly need some drama.
Why would you think that?
Because you were searching for Darren Bay's.
Well, so? I thought that if he'd escaped, I'd better know what he looks like so I can bring him down if he comes to get you.
Oh, Yoan.
You do that for me?
For all of you, yes. I mean, I've got to look after my godson.
I don't think we actually agree.
Let's talk.
No, I mean, we're not really religious.
Let's
so
not rush into
no
it.
No rush.
No, this has been fun.
Yeah, it has.
Hopefully I'll get a job out of it. Oh, here comes the officer now.
Right, Helen, I'm sorry to point fingers, but have you pissed in my helmet? I'm sorted.
I didn't see you at the family fun day, Brian.
Did you not? We had a big chat.
Did we?
Yes.
And I don't remember. That is classic me, that.
Yes.
What's up with you, Grumpy Guts?
Oh, someone's parked right over my parking space. I could barely fit in there.
Well, don't look at me. I had my licence taken off me years ago. And the right decision it was too. God bless our boys.
Boys.
And girls. God, check out Jermaine Greer over here.
Why don't you have a little lie down, boss?
A cracking idea, Bri. As always.
Hello?
Bri, it's me. Let us in.
Hi, mate. Hi.
You're being weird. Forgive and forget. Don't change our dynamic.
Right. Yes. Sure.
I've done some digging on Bay's.
How?
A neighbourhood watchman never reveals his secrets. Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves?
Yeah, I've stopped using Bing and I'd never use Google. At least Jeeves pays his tax.
Sure.
So, apparently, when in prison, Bay's got quite obsessed with local news stories.
Local news?
Yeah, like Swan closes A470. Rubbish ones.
I actually wrote that one.
Very moving.
What are you getting at?
Remember that award you won?
Yeah?
The one that advertised your whereabouts?
Yeah?
Are you not making the link? Don't change our dynamic!
Hello?
It's me. I'm Toby. Let us in now.
All right.
We got some news about Bay's.
So have we.
Not now, Yoan.
He loves rubbish local news stories like what Brian writes.
Look, I can write proper pieces too.
What are you working on at the moment?
Well, an important investigative piece.
Oh yeah, what's the title?
Doesn't matter.
What is it?
The man from Go Compare is actually Welsh and has given us all the feels.
Yeah, journalism's dead.
Well, I agree, but let's move on. What's your news about Bass?
Yes,
he's been spotted in the village.
Oh, Toby, that was my news!
You dawdled.
What? He's here?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got to make a move. Now, where's Helen?
She's at home.
Right, you head there now. Me and Toby will go too. We have to act quick.
Well, shouldn't we all go together?
I'd rather you weren't seen in a police car. Don't want anyone putting two and two together.
Right, yes. Sure, yes, of course.
Yeah. Oh, and Brian.
Yes?
Is the Go Compare man actually Welsh?
Come on, you absolute piece of...
Not working, is it?
Clearly not, Yoan.
Shall we use my car?
Why didn't you offer that 5 minutes ago?
Well, I've never had a lift off you. I thought it'd be fun.
Yes. Can we please go in your car?
Oh, yes, and you know what?
What?
We can use these. Ah, yeah, all right. Thank God it's you. May I come in?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, thank you. Ooh, you're looking big.
Thank you. I just had a macaroni and cheese on a pizza.
Darren Bay's has been spotted in the village and he... Wait, what? on the pizza.
What? He's here?
I know you're eating for two, Helen, but that sounds very carby. You must be shocked.
Darren Bayes!
Yeah, yeah, I've just seen Brian. He's fine. But he wanted me to check on you. He should be here any minute.
What, Bayes will be here?
No, Brian will be. He's on his way. Though Bayes could be, but most likely not. You just need to chill, sister.
Right, okay, so what do we do? Do we leave here? There's a contingency plan for this sort of thing, yeah?
I know, it's tricky, isn't it? It's like when you're playing hide and seek and you've got a good hiding place. Do you move hiding places halfway through? What if they catch you?
Are you actually an idiot? But
Helen!
My name is Sarah! Sarah! Oh, my God! I can't breathe!
Helen, please calm down!
Oh, call me Helen! One more time and I'll break my waters!
Oh, God, is that it? Oh, God, quick, where's your landline?
Landline? It's 2019. Use your mobile.
No, my battery ran out on the way here. I was listening to a podcast. Oh. Fine, all right, I was playing Flappy Bird.
Use mine.
All right, go quickly. What's your passcode? No, give me your thumb. Just stay still. I'll use your thumb. Ooh, that's a nice photo you have. Oh. Sorry, all right. Yeah, quick, give me. Right, give me. 999. Yeah, I'll hold.
Oh.
I'm really choking. It's all right, it's connecting. Yes. Yeah, ambulance, please. Well, as soon as possible, innit? Obviously. Address, 3 Hill Grandfriend. How do you spell that? Where are you from? Cardiff? Typically, honestly, little England down there, Helen. Hey, do you want anything from the shop, by the way? I've sent Toby out to get me a Twix. Do you want anything?
I want John! Get him here now!
But how?
The front garden! No, that is not a euphemism. The flare!
Nearly there, mate.
Thank God.
I suppose this means you'll be leaving soon.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't stay here, can you? You'll be put somewhere else.
I haven't thought of that.
It's going to make it very difficult to see my godson.
What's
that? It's one of my flares. It looks like it's coming from your house.
Quick, let's go.
Come on, let's go, quick. Here we are, and not a moment too soon.
Yes, thanks, Johan, although too soon might have been quite ideal in this situation.
There's a note on the door.
What? Give it here. Helen, bracket, Sarah in labour, try calling no answer, Prince Charles Hospital.
Oh, you can read it.
Toby, don't sneak up on me.
I've been stood here all this time.
You're a master of disguise. How do you do it?
Lack of self-confidence, I think.
But why are you here?
My uncle told me to stay in case you couldn't read my handwriting. It seems like a bad use of my skills.
Yes, but... yeah, I agree. Can we all agree on the way to the hospital?
Sure. Do you want me to take you?
Do you have a car?
I've got my bike. I could give you a backy.
A backy? God's sake, Toby! A backy from a human mole? That's going to draw everyone's attention!
And how are you so pasty? It's like you've been drained. Get in my car!
Hello, my fiancée's here. She's in labour.
Right, what's the name?
Brian Harvey.
I know your name, Brian. I did your antenatal classes. I just wanted to hear you say Brian Harvey. It's very funny.
Yes, hysterical. Where is Sarah? Helen?
She's in the postnatal ward.
Yeah, it means after.
I know what it means. She's had the baby?
Yes. 6 pounds, 11 ounces.
Oh, lovely. That's nice. She'd have enjoyed that. Not much to push through.
Just through there.
Congrats, mate.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks, guys. Right, just need to get them up and out of here now. I'm from Darren Bayes.
Darren's a nice name for a baby.
Oh, my God, you're here.
I'm so sorry I wasn't here, Sarah.
No, it's okay. I've got something to show you.
You're showing me a bit too much already, to be honest.
It's same.
Oh, Johan and Toby are here. Shut up, you two.
Sorry.
John, meet your daughter.
Daughter?
I know, they got it wrong.
Oh, my God, she's... perfect. She's perfect.
That's Darren out of the window.
I'm so sorry you were on your own.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
What?
Ah, Brian, take your time. I cut the cord like squid.
Jesus!
Darren's a lovely name for a girl.
Johan!
Oh, he's got a point.
Sorry?
Sarah, we could call her Sarah.
Is that allowed?
Why are you looking at me? Call her what you want.
Sarah. Yeah. Yeah, she looks like a Sarah.
She looks more like a Darren to me.
Do you reckon we could have a moment to ourselves just because my legs are still in the stirrups and you've all decided to gather at the bottom of my bed? An odd choice.
Yes, sorry. Go away, you lot.
Yeah, listen, before that happens, I need to tell you something.
What?
I didn't know when to bring this up.
Bring up what?
I got a message earlier when Sarah, were about 8 centimetres dilated. Do you remember that, Sarah?
Very fondly, yes.
What message?
Darren Bayes was spotted entering your property this morning. He knows where you live.
What do we do?
Well, you know you've been in witness protection.
Yes.
I haven't.
Shut up, Johan.
You'll have to go into it again. Plus Johan, plus baby Sarah. Actually, can you not call her that? It'll just get confusing.
Call her Darren.
Right, okay, sure. Yes, yeah, we can do that. Done it once? Sure, fine.
Well, you're taking this rather well.
Positive thinking. I'm a dad now. No more grumbling. Family to look after.
Is it because you get to leave your job?
Yes.
I thought so. Well, where are we going to go this time?
Well, hopefully somewhere no one will know you. No offence, Johan.
No, none taken. I've never been to Brazil. Does that help?
Not really.
Guys, you're still standing there, like literally in the eye line. Come on!
Yes, get out. Guard the door and let us know when we're making our move. Make sure it's got a car seat as well.
Right, you are. Well done, Sarah. You were brilliant.
Thank you. Actually, I don't know your name.
That's a point. Neither do I.
Really? That's funny. It's Darren. Darren Bayes, Jr. Ha! Joking, it was. Right, it is Darren, though. Darren Carter. Right, back in a bit, guys. Rooting for somewhere sunny for you. Come on, you and Toby, let's leave them all in peace.
Hi.
Hi.
And hi, you.
Baby Darren says hello.
I do not say hello back.
Are you really ready to do this all again?
No. Are you?
I've just delivered a child, so yeah, moving sounds like a great idea.
Johan can help us.
You two getting on then?
Yeah. Well, he is the godfather to our daughter.
Yes!
Relocation was written by Robin Morgan and starred Steve Spears, Helen Monks, Clint Edwards, Vern Griffiths, Beth Granville and Robin Morgan. It was a Zipline production for BBC Radio Wales.